Oh, that's a good one, Mike.
Oh, I'm not cold at all.
The snowflake button makes it cold, cold, cold.
Here, I run hot. I keep it cool, baby. I
keep it cool, baby. Are you warm?
That'll get you cooled off. Just listen to that right there, huh? We're trying to cool you off in your Arizona home here at Rosie on the House today, the hottest weekend of the year so far, with insulation expert Dennis Rodenberg of Thermal Advantage, a Rosie certified foam injection specialist. And we appreciate you carving time out of your Saturday. I know you've been on the road all week. You were probably hoping you could sleep in late today, play with the kids. Hit your microphone there.
My kids are grown and gone, so those days are gone.
All right.
But we have been traveling. We worked in the White Mountains this week, so this is kind of a heat wave. It's a shock to us.
It's tough
on an old guy.
You just finished like a 1-year project with City of Phoenix. What were y'all doing down there? What was going on?
The name of the project is Marcos Deniza, and it's subsidized housing in the southern part of the city of Phoenix. And it's a combination of federal, state, and city of Phoenix funding. And they took these older block homes that were built, I believe, in the 40s, and they installed air conditioning in them. So when they did that upgrade, they, of course, wanted the insulation upgraded also. And we did the wall insulation. They were all block. And I believe there was over 100 buildings that we did. They were duplexes to fourplexes, so it's hundreds of people that that benefited from it. And it took us over a year. It was a good sized project for us. We've had real good results.
That's a good sized project. So that was supported by the city of Phoenix, the state of Arizona, and feds.
Yes,
all three thinking that the foam injection was a good solution to empty, hollow, concrete masonry homes.
Yeah. The city of Phoenix, we had actually done some work for the architect that was the head architect that was heading up that project. We had insulated his house about 10 years ago. So he got insulation in the spec, and we were the competitive bid on it, and we were awarded the project.
Now, you've got to do a lot of work in Tucson. There's more masonry homes in Tucson than there are in Phoenix metro area.
There's a lot. We work in Tucson, and we work in Sierra Vista a lot. We do some work on the Army base at Fort Huachuca. We do some mechanical insulation down there also. Okay. So we really do cover the whole state.
Okay, fantastic. And the number, give the toll-free number.
The toll-free number is 888-329-0289.
And you'll do a free visit with someone in a masonry home and kind of do an analysis if it's the right thing to do or not.
Yeah, it's a free estimate. I've never charged for an estimate in 15 years.
Okay. So. Fantastic. Now, we had Evie on the phone who was calling, I believe, from Tucson with a couple of very particular problems. And we talked to her off air, and it got more and more complicated as we went on. So, no, we said we were going to go back to Evie. We're not. I'm going to go to Evie personally one-on-one after the show because it's a little bit too complicated to maintain the conversation on air. That opens up, Romy. Where are we going next, my friend?
Oh, great question from Lloyd in Phoenix. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm doing a remodel and just pulled all my ceilings out. And home was built in 1951. It's a block home. Garage is the west facing. And I'm trying to determine which is the most cost-effective and advantageous route to go in terms of replacing the insulation in the ceiling. Put in a new AC, new ductwork, plumbing, electricity, and now I'm at the insulation piece.
Okay, so you've already done the mechanical replacement?
Correct.
Okay, and you're just getting ready to seal the house back up?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Where are you?
Phoenix, 16th Street, Bethany.
Okay. You know what? I think, what did you do for a window package?
Put windows in back in 2008 when I first got it. Got some double pane with the gas in between them.
And aluminum frame windows?
I believe they are
vinyl?
Vinyl, yeah, vinyl frame.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like you're doing all the right things. As to what is the best application for you in the way of an insulating envelope in the west-facing garage,
Romy, why don't we just pay the man a visit? Let's just go by to the house, visit with him, and coach him through it step by step.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, hang tight. We'll get your address. If he wants us, he may say, I don't
Yeah, maybe.
All right. You know, let's. Marla has some advice for seeking some advice on her attic insulation. Marla, welcome to the program.
Good morning. My question is, I recently added some insulation in the attic, and my attic door opening is not in a heated or air-conditioned part of the house. It's like in the adjoining laundry room. In so many of the block houses kind of have that little setup, like
right.
Across from the breezeway.
Yeah.
And they left a great big hunk of insulation to put over the pull-down attic stairs, you know, as you're exiting.
Right.
But my question was, since my attic door is not in a air-conditioned place in the summertime, could it possibly make more sense, rather than trying to seal it off, to actually leave it open for ventilation in the attic?
All right. There's the question we'll answer right after this. Rosie on the House.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.